Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. I want you to take your pen and paper out because class is in session. This past year has really given us reasons to pause, thinking of our finances, having to readjust, thinking that, oh, wow, I didn't expect this to happen, whatever this was in your life over this past year. So I think this is a great time for us to have a new friend to This Needs to Be Said, attorney Westbrook.
Yeah.
I was nervous I was going to mess up his name. Attorney Westbrook, welcome to This Needs to Be Said. He's going to be talking with us about some things that's going to help ease our nervousness. Welcome to This Needs to Be Said. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Yeah, Brent Westbrook here. Thank you for having me on. I'm so glad to be here.
It seemed like I wouldn't be able to mess that name up, right? This is so funny. So this is our story for how we met, okay? I messed up your name the first time. That's it.
That's
so today,
okay.
Today we're going to talk about bankruptcy, which some people probably have felt like it's a bad word, but it's not. It's really a financial liberation, an opportunity that is in our constitutional rights for us to be able to reset ourselves when we find ourselves in a pickle. But I'm not the attorney here. So you're going to talk with us about some misconceptions that come along with the bad word of bankruptcy.
That's right. Yes. So I think everybody has seen either a news article or a news story, you know, that talks about how, one of the things they'll talk about is how someone had to lose everything to get out of their debt to start over. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, while that might be true for a very, very small percentage of the population in general, you know, we can kind of avoid that that outcome at all costs for our clients. And most people that go through bankruptcy do not lose everything. And, you know, like you said, there is a stigma out there, you know, about that bad word somebody just mismanaged their money, or they were irresponsible, or,
mm-hmm.
or you know, just didn't want to pay their bills. And, of course, that is just not our client.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, and this has nothing directly to do with what we're talking about, but I think it goes back to being in elementary school. Like, there's a solid right and a solid wrong. And if you find yourself in wrong, you must have done something. So I think somewhere that's still in our head, especially when we're judging others about something they may have done. But that's not necessarily the case. Life happens, and that's not a cop-out. You don't plan for something to be bigger than you can take care of it. We do have people that overspend, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about we had a medical bill. We had life happen. We did not intend to exceed our expenses, and something happened, and we couldn't, you know, stop it. These are the people that we're talking about. So it's not you did something bad other than being a human, and that's not bad.
Right.
You have a right to correct it, and that's what bankruptcy allows you to do. So
that's
other
100%
than,
correct.
Other than thinking of losing everything, because that's one of the misconceptions, is there a way for me to keep my things? And I say things, but those important things, our house, our car, those things we've invested in, is there a way to, and maybe protect isn't the right word, but is there a
sure.
way?
Yes, so absolutely, and I didn't mean to cut you off there, but
no, jump in, please, because I talk.
Yeah. So right, and yes, so people can keep or protect certain things, and there's laws out there that are called exemptions, and those are the laws that control what people can keep as they go through the process. You know, so they can plan in certain ways before they file for bankruptcy. If they need to maximize those exemptions and what they can keep. Exemptions are different state to state, believe it or not. So bankruptcy is kind of a mix of both federal and state law, and that the bankruptcy laws are the same. They're all federal law, federal statute, but your exemptions and what you can keep can differ state to state. Each state has their own exemptions, and then some states let people that file bankruptcy opt out of their state's exemptions and use federal exemptions. But yes, the word that you are looking for there is exemptions. Those are the laws that control what people can keep, right?
Okay.
And most of the time, over 90% of bankruptcy filings are what we call no asset cases, where people that file bankruptcy do not have to lose an asset.
Mm-hmm. Now that is good news, but this is something people you wouldn't know if you didn't talk with someone like Attorney Westbrook. I'm going to keep saying it until I get it right, smooth off my tongue. It'll be Brent. Look, I can remember Brent, Attorney Brent.
Yes, call me Brent.
Oh, God, I'm just tickled. I'm going to get it right, but I'm just tickled because, like, how did I mess your name up, right? But this, back to the serious point of it, you would not know that you could, I want to say protect again. What's the word? Exempt. Is it exemption? Exemption. Listen, you have to tune in. We're gonna have fun with this. I'm loving this already. So you wouldn't know that you could have an exemption in bankruptcy if you didn't have a conversation about it. And I know that there is a feeling about it, but I'm hoping that in the conversations that we have that you'll overcome what you're feeling about this situation you may find yourself in. And you really don't know if you need to file bankruptcy until you talk with someone about it. So
that's right.
Standing around with your friends, getting advice from what you guys have heard about bankruptcy, maybe someone's been through one. And so they're the most expert in your circle. I'm not knocking that, but I'm also saying that your situation is unique, and unique means it's different from that friend. So go see what is said for you. Maybe it's not an option for you. So another misconception I want to ask you is that if I come to you and maybe I don't need bankruptcy, do you just turn me away, or do you have any other help for me?
We try to cover all sorts of different options with our clients. Sometimes I feel like a client may come to us and they don't have that much debt. So it's best to try to settle a debt, right? Try to reach some type of negotiated settlement amount that a client can afford, get the creditor some money, and avoid the client having to file for bankruptcy. You know, sometimes that is an option. And sometimes bankruptcy is just unfortunately not a good option. But you need to talk to somebody that you can trust, and that's going to give you the best advice regardless of whether or not, you know, you hire them or not. And at the end of the day, I've got to sleep at night. We definitely want to steer people in the right direction and get them that help that they need regardless of which option is best for them. So,
and that's another thing. Having to talk to an attorney, in my experience, is very limited. You talk to an attorney when it's going to turn out good for you. So I want people to get in the mindset that it's not scary. It's not scary, and I may have to do some things that I'm not interested in or willing to do at this point, but if you tell me, hey, you have to change those things so that you can get back on the right track, I, just like any other life change, we would have to make adjustments. And who better than to have someone who knows what they're doing? We need to stop talking with our friends about very important things in our lives. They're there for comfort. He's here to help you, like, really get it straight. So,
right. Yes, and we do, and the good news is that the good information is free. You know, we do a free consultation. Doesn't cost you anything to hear it right from a respectable source. That way you know you've got that peace of mind that you're selecting the best option for you, and you can move on confidently.
Now that's important, the best option for you. Now we're going to come back and talk again some more of what you empower your clients with, but I want to wrap up this discussion, our first time meeting with you. And you know what I did not do with you? We're going to do it next time. I did not introduce you. I just yanked you in here, made you family.
I just have that effect on people.
You do. I have to think. I've done lots of recordings, and I don't think I've ever forgotten to introduce someone like, hey, tell us about you. You got me. You messed me up. I don't know what happened. I know who to tell on you. But I want you to tell people how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said.
Sure. So our website has, you know, several different ways, whatever you're most, you know, comfortable reaching out, whatever method you choose. But it's just www.westbrooklawgroup.com. And you'll find our phone number, other contact information there.
Awesome. Well, I want to tell that This Needs to Be Said audience, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Let everybody know to tune in because we have awesome information here. And until next time, have a super day. And I'll talk with you again very soon, Brent.
Thank you. Look forward to it. You're welcome.